Hey guys, Ben Parry. Hope you're all amazing. Can't believe time's flying so quickly at the moment. I mean, it's like beginning of July. It's crazy. But I just want to talk about positively dealing with pressure, because I think it's sort of, I don't know, it's very easy, I think, to see a lot of stuff out there that, you know, people, you know, it's all, everything's fine, everything's, you know, hunky-dory and all the rest of it. But you know, and I know, that the reality can be very, very different. And I think dealing with pressure is a really important part of being in business, because, you know, the pressure could be on many elements and different extremities, because, you know, it could be just a case of pressure having to deal with lots of, you know, multitasking, lots of jobs, you know, and managing and all sorts. So I think talking about pressure obviously may mean different things to meet different people, but I think for me, I think there's a way you can actually manage and deal with pressure in a positive way, and quite simply is to put things in perspective. And you know, what I mean by that is, it's too easy and too, I guess, too simplistic to just get caught up in that moment when, you know, you've just stuck, you know, whether, you know, just worrying about lots of different things, and you feel like you're just in a hamster wheel. You're just running, chasing that wheel, and not really getting anywhere, and just feel, you know, bogged down, and everyone's on top of you. But I think it's really important to just put things in perspective. And for me, like I said, it just comes down to one simple thing. Provided, you know, I think about if my family and my closest friends, are they well and are they healthy? And if they are, actually the rest is irrelevant. And it's as simple as that, really, because that's the truth. That is quite simply the truth. To think, actually, you know what? If it all ends tomorrow, who cares? You know, my family are healthy, they're well. My friends are healthy and they're well. Actually, in the grand scheme of things, who cares? So I think sometimes just putting things in perspective is really, really helpful. And I hope it helps some of you guys out, because I know, you know, we've all got pressures, whether we're in employees or, you know, self-employed or whatever. But I think being able to, you know, compartmentalize things and put things in their place and have things in perspective is really, really helpful, and probably takes a little bit of mental discipline to do that, to be honest with you. I don't know, I mean, maybe it's just, I think it's probably my makeup to a certain extent, but I'm very much able to almost sort of dismiss the things that I deem as not significant, and outsource that, and, or, you know, tell a member of a team to say, hey, you know, please, can you deal with that? And it's not a case of offloading and not, you know, dealing with stuff. It's a case of, you know, I need to prioritize my workload, and I need to be able to feel comfortable with, you know, giving people autonomy to be able to make decisions and get on with stuff, because I can't do everything myself. So I think dealing with pressure comes in many sort of aspects, I guess. One is putting things in perspective, compartmentalizing things, being able to delegate and trust those people to do it, deliver, but also expect that they will probably make mistakes along the way. And I think it's just about, you know, balancing all those things, not having, you know, having a cool head, not letting things get on top of you, keeping fit, actually, keeping healthy, eating well, and looking after yourself, both sort of physically and mentally. I think it's really, really helpful. I'm not one, in all honesty, to do any meditation. I'm not into that type of thing. I've done yoga. I really like yoga. I'm really physical. But I couldn't relax when sort of doing that sort of, you know, meditation bit. I was just, my brain's just like whizzing too much. I'm just thinking, if I just relax, I'm just gonna be falling asleep, and I'll be like that guy that's snoring in the corner and probably farting as well. But so I definitely didn't want to be doing that. So I couldn't really relax in that environment. So for me, I'm not really into that meditation and calming. I think for me, I like to be active. I like to be, you know, on the go and buzzing. But I think, And I can deal with dealing with multiple things, because I think I just put things in perspective and prioritize as best as I can, delegate as best as I can. And I think that's really important, just to not let shit worry you. At the end of the day, you just got to do your best, get your head down, work hard, deliver. But at the end of the day, just you know, who cares? You know, you're going to do your best. Let's just do it. Let's not stop talking about it. Let's stop stressing about it. Let's just go. So I think it's just a case of put things in perspective, get your head down, go for it. And you know what? We've got pressure, but you just got to deal with it. And you just got to figure out the best way that you can deal with it for yourself. And everyone's going to be different. Of course they are. Everyone's got a different sort of makeup. So I think just one of the tips I could give you is just to really, really realize that in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You know, compartmentalize things, whether it's business, work, be able to switch off at night as best you can. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. I think that's really, really critical. You know, there are only so much things that you can control. I've talked about this before, actually, haven't I? You know, control the things that you control. And those things that you can't control, you know what? It is what it is. Focus on, you know, keep moving forward. But listen, I hope that's helped some of you guys out, because I think a lot of you, you know, do struggle with pressure. You're sort of sometimes flapping around and things like that. Just focus possibly on one thing at a time. Deal with the things that you can do. Focus on the things that you can do. Remember that it's not the end of the world. Because in all honesty, as long as you've got your health, your family and all those things, then that's all really that matters. So guys, listen, I hope that's helpful. Some positive advice there. And don't forget, share, subscribe, like, comment. Do all those amazing things. And I'll catch you soon. Take care. Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love and catch up soon, guys.